Blog Talk Radio.
#, power, power, purpose, purpose on the O.W. Prince Ministries Broadcasting Network. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Bishop O.W. Prince with a crumb from the Master's Table. Today's offering is entitled A Christmas Prayer. A Christmas Prayer. The Magi from the East had been led by divine heavenly providence to honor a king that was not of this world, yet born into the world, for the specific purpose of dying for the world. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. About 2 or 3 years after Christ's human birth, the Magi from the East brought to Christ significant gifts and symbols of his ministry that indicated the divine and ultimate purpose of God in the Christ child. Matthew 2:10-12 records the events this way. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left to their own country by another way. Simply put, the gold is precious metal and a suitable gift for any king, but more practically, it was intended by God to be used to finance the early life and travel of Joseph, Mary, and Christ as they fled from Herod. Matthew 2:13. Frankincense is much more than a perfume, but a medicinal herbal resin used to treat arthritis-type inflammation and pain, which was common among young children and adults in that time period. It represented the healing nature of God in Christ, as he would heal his people of their sins and reconcile the world to God through his own precious blood. And myrrh is used as an embalming agent. It is for use after one dies to preserve the body from corruption. Psalms 16:10. Even as a child, Christ was being anointed and prepared for his ultimate purpose, death. Now that these revelations have been brought to your attention, how does buying Christmas toys and, in essence, buying Christmas honor the Lord's birth? How does buying and selling and shopping for Christmas gifts and making merchants wealthy and engaging in Christmas parties, Christmas dinners, and other types of Christmas celebrations commemorate and reverence the personal sacrifice that God made for the world through his only begotten Son, Yehoshua HaMashiach, who we have translated Jesus the Messiah? Maybe you can justify the things that the world does during the Christmas season, but I cannot. Maybe you can explain to God and to Christ how a Christmas tree, reindeer, colorful lights, and decorative Christmas ornaments, and the overall capitalistic profiting off of his birth honors God or Christ. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." Matthew 2:1-2. These wise men had knowledge and insight and wisdom that even the local scribes and Pharisees and governing officials did not have. But they did not celebrate in any drunken manner over the birth of Christ. They did not engage in any pagan or cultural rituals to honor the Messiah. They honored him by demonstrating a deep reverence for the suffering that he was to endure, and they offered him and his family real and significant assistance to accomplish his divine mission. Their journey, their gifts, and their worship were not based in worldly finance, but in divine and prophetic providence. What is your Christmas based in? May we pray. Father, I pray that you forgive us for our irreverence toward you during Christmas season and for exchanging that which is holy for the lies of paganism and idolatry. Oh, how wretched we are as believers not to realize sooner our transgression against you. Please forgive us of this and all other sins that we have committed. We repent of Christmas and of its idolatrous spirit, nature, and practices, and wholly cling to your truth and diligently seek after your righteousness. Help us, O Lord. We need you now. We are sorely sorry for being so carnal-minded and pleasure-driven and greedy as to trivialize your glorious and immeasurable sacrifice by celebrating Christmas. Lord, have mercy on us. We need you now. Lord, we need you to forgive us. We did not know what we were doing. However, from this time forward, we purpose with the help of the Spirit of Holiness to live a life that presents you with honor, glory, and loving sacrifice. It's in the name of Christ we pray. Amen. I'm O.W. Prince, and this has been a crumb from the Master's table. Keep looking up.
Power, purpose on the O.W. Prince Ministries Broadcasting Network.
Praise the Lord and welcome to the Bishop's Corner. Today's offering is entitled, Our Hypocrisy Knows No Bounds. We celebrate Christ at Christmas while legalizing same-sex marriage in the United States. Our hypocrisy knows no bounds. We change God's holy Sabbath day to Sunday, while disregarding God's eternal fourth commandment to remember the seventh-day Sabbath and keep it holy. Our hypocrisy knows no bounds. We accept women as head over men in the body of believers when the Holy Scripture plainly and clearly states that a woman shall not exercise authority over men, and that man is the head of a woman and Christ is the head of a man. We indulge counterfeit Christianity and tolerate strange doctrines when the Scriptures plainly and clearly says that if anyone preaches another doctrine other than that which was taught by Christ and his apostles, that they are cursed, and all who greet or welcome such are also cursed. Our hypocrisy knows no bounds. We ignore Christ and his apostles' commandments to believe the gospel of the kingdom of God, repent and be baptized in the name of Christ, and expect the promised gift of God, which is the Holy Spirit, which shall speak out of us in a new tongue, confirming our adoption as sons and daughters. Now we practice witchcraft by reciting an incantation called the Sinner's Prayer, after which we call ourselves saved. Our hypocrisy knows no bounds. We practice good religion, but we deny holiness and sexual purity. We become good church folk or good Christians without becoming obedient, submissive, and good saints of the Most High God. We say that we love God while fornicating with the devil. We say that we are spiritual creatures, but in actuality we are carnal whores. Our hypocrisy knows no bounds. I'm O.W. Prince, and I'm keeping it real here on the Bishop's Corner.
Power, purpose on the O.W. Prince Ministries Broadcasting Network.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Bishop's Corner. Today's offering is entitled, Our Hypocrisy Knows No Bounds.